I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. At the most human scale, Los Angeles is defined by scenes along legendary streets. Sunset Boulevard, Melrose, La Brea, and Central Avenue. Beginning in the 1920s, Central Avenue was the place to hear jazz, later R&B and bebop. For the late tenor sax player Big J McNeely, the scene began on Central Avenue.
Duke Kingston, we're gonna rock! And we're gonna rock here till 2 o'clock in the morning. Get on down here to the Olympic Auditorium at 18th and Grand. And now, one of the stars of the evening, one of the men you've been waiting to hear blow, and it's the man that blows that Deacon's Hall, Big J McNeely!
All the great cats come out, like Lionel Hampton played there, Billy Eckstein, Count Basie. Then downtown they had the Shep Playhouse, Dizzy Gillespie and his big band would come there, Miles Davis. I was born in Watts. You probably heard of it when they had the riots out there. And it was a very nice little town. And
what year was this?
Well, see, I was born in 1927. The first time I really got interested in playing music, my cousin had got killed, and they gave us an alto saxophone.
Oh, he had given, that was his horn.
Yeah, and then my brother, which was an excellent musician.
It's your brother Bob.
Yeah, Bob. I was 16 years old. I was working at Firestone Rubber Company.
And making tires?
Yeah. Working, you know, cutting stuff, yeah. And the first 4 hours was cool, but I said, there has to be a better way.
First 4 hours?
It was all right to work, but I said, that 8 hours was too much for me. It just rested on me. I was 16, you know. So I rode uptown on a bike and got the alto saxophone. My brother had left it with a guy. And I started playing. I started taking lessons for 25 cents a lesson from Mr. Hightower. People were just mad because I was staying up night and day playing, because I was determined to play it.
What do you think is it got you moving from being able to make this music on the saxophone to getting out and being a performer?
Well, I always loved to entertain, you know. In fact, I thought I was going to be a comedian one time.
You still tell a few jokes, do you?
Well, what happened? You know, at that time, everything was downtown Los Angeles. There was no Disneyland or nothing and everything. And you could go to a show for 10 cents and see 10 movies. And they had a burlesque place right across the street. And my father and I, we used to clean up the theater. So I used to go there and sit over there and listen to the comedians, you know. And I remember the first time I tried to go on, it was the 23rd, they had the amateur hour. And so I went on as a comedian, and I got shot off the stage. I came back with my saxophone, and I won second prize.
I'm looking at a photograph of you at the Olympic Auditorium.
Yeah.
From sometime, I guess, in the late 40s, early 50s. And you're laying on the floor with your saxophone, and there's a whole bunch of white kids, look like they're in their late teens, early 20s, in T-shirts, screaming, watching you lay on the floor, play your sax. Where did this showmanship come from?
Well, you know, what caused me to lay on the floor, I had a band. I always tried to entertain the people. But I was working in a little town called Clarksville, Tennessee. I'll never forget it, that we was upstairs. I thought we had a real sharp band. But the people just didn't respond. They just sat there and said, what you gonna play next?
Is this a white audience or black?
No, this black audience. Okay. So I said, I got to do something to get to these people. So I marched to the place and I got on my knees. Nothing. I laid on the floor and that did it, man. They went wild. And so it broke that spirit that was in there, and they began to swing people downstairs, run upstairs, see what was going on after they heard all that.
You lay down on the floor and you got nice clothes on, they think you're serious then.
Yeah. And so what happened, I got to Fort Worth, Texas, man. It went over so big. And so when I got to Los Angeles, then I started laying on the floor, and all, that's where you got all the... So like, we used to play to like 5,000 and 6,000 kids, white kids every week. So what we would do, I'd put a show together with singers and we would go to a local theater. After 12 o'clock, close it down and pack the place.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.